This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Riley spelled with a double L read a review. It made her laugh out loud and she knew what to do. While Jeff spelled with the G was missing UCB. They got together and they made a pod for podcasts like me. Review, 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 review. Review, 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 review. With Jeff and Riley, Jeffrey, James, and Riley. Jeffrey, James, and Riley.
And Spa?
Ben Folds parody.
I love
Did you know that,
that
song?
No.
Zach and Sarah, I love that song.
I love that. That was so great. The end was even like the cherry on top.
Yeah.
The cherry and
Sarah
Spa.
Sarah spelled without an H was getting bored.
I don't know that song.
It's a Ben Folds classic.
But I do love this song. So whatever the original is has nothing on this. I haven't heard it, but it's not what this is.
Evan, it came in from Evan. He bested Folds.
He did. He and bested
he,
Ben
Folds.
He
entered
Folds.
Into the Folds in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of my sheets. At least he can.
You bedded Evan.
I wish we could say his last name. I'll say it and bleep it. I bedded
You betted Evan, and it's not clear if you'll wed Evan, but you'll bet him.
We'll see where it takes us. And did I mention that his name was Jakesus?
It's not.
That's his last name.
It's not.
Right? No, you're right. It's.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, Riley.
It's been a minute since we've recorded.
Yeah, it's been like 2 weeks, right? Because you mm-hmm. were both gone.
Yeah, we were both. I was visiting. Family yeah. in the Midwest, and you were
I was visiting
on a lake.
Family. I was visiting family because Tahoe is part of me now.
Now?
What's that?
Sorry, so you were visiting family, past tense, because Tahoe is part of you now, present tense.
Hindsight's 2020. I'm going to Monday morning quarterback it and say that Tahoe is a family member of mine. The lake's waters were that of my blood, and I was its kin.
And
did I mention
in the lake. You cut your foot and you bled in the lake.
That's correct, but it ended up being some kind of Wiccan ceremony, and we mixed bloodlines so much so that I can't help but feel like Tahoe. How was Chicago?
Went to Chicago and went to Indiana. Both were fantastic.
Yeah.
It was really lovely just to get to see family. Hadn't seen my dad in a calendar year. Hadn't seen like my aunt and uncle and cousins and more than that.
How is your uncle?
He's great.
All right.
You ask as if you know who he is that it's like,
no,
oh,
how
is
your
how
uncle?
Is he?
How is
yeah.
uncle?
No, he's
yeah.
good. He's
uncle
good.
Spa.
Jay, Uncle Jay.
Uncle Jay.
Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say.
He's my dad's sister's husband, so he's not an aunt spa, but he's
okay,
good.
Well, he'll never be an aunt spa, and that's what I always used
he
to
won't.
Say to him when we'd razz each other.
Sorry?
When I would razz Jay, I'd basically be like, hey, and you'll never be an aunt spa. And he'd be like, ah.
And, right. Okay. So.
When is the, when is the family reunion? Is that going to be August like it always
you
is?
You are not invited.
Okay.
There is a date set and yeah. The invites have gone out and you on purpose did not get one because you will never be an aunt spa.
No, it had to have been an oversight. It must
no,
have been.
You're not. You go have your family reunion with a lake, I guess, and I'll
yeah.
hang out with my family.
Okay. All right. It's a nice second. But also, I wonder if because Jay would have loved Tahoe.
No, I don't think so.
And he'll never be an Antoine, but he could be a Tahoe.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does, because I'm Jeffrey Tahoe.
It's not.
All right, yeah. Man. I'm trying to form some kind of bond, either with a lake or with Jay, and you're cock-blocking me in every direction.
Either with a body of water or with your non-blood-related uncle. I'll take either. Obviously would prefer Jay.
Either but... one will have to do, and I can't even have that.
HeadGum Office.
HeadGum Office is open. Wide open.
I haven't
for
been
business.
Yet. I'm excited to go. I was in the old team and in a long time. So I just hope they remember me. Been a while. I hope that's like
it's only been like a year. Like they wouldn't forget you existed. You have a podcast.
You don't know that. You can't promise that. Like
yes,
you
can
assume. Well, no, you can't. Like you don't know that one day if I walk in, like when I walk in there and I'm like, hey everybody, they're not gonna be like, sorry, are you lost? Are you looking for something? And I'm like, oh no, this is, I work here. And they'll be like, not you. I don't know who you are. And I'll be like, well, it's me, Riley. My face and name is on the website under the team of people who work here. And they'll be like, Riley, God, haven't heard that name in years.
So they do remember the name. Right? So even in your worst case scenario, they
kind of. We're talking about Oxford shirts.
We're talking about Oxford shirts. It's Oxford's the shirt.
Last night, Jeff and I were texting like, oh, we should record an app. And I said, what topics? And usually we'll have like a full list. We'll just kind of like go back and forth. Like we'll shoot off like three or four each and decide from that list. All Jeff sent was Oxford's one text, follow-up text, parentheses, the shirt.
It was like, the least amount of effort we've ever gone through to find a topic.
It was a one-hit wonder.
I was at a pop-up having dinner last night. It was so fucking good. It's called Rad
food?
Burger.
Mm.
What's that?
I asked what food.
It was like, a Rad Burger at Rad Burger. 2 days only.
it was a gazpacho at Rad Burger.
I had ceviche on the day. And okay. I called it a Rad Burger.
Right.
No, but I was like, you texted me, what's the topic going to be? And I like just kind of looked up from my phone. I was like, there's got to be something here that I could like figure out. And then I like turned to look at my buddy and I'm like, he's wearing an Oxford shirt. I'm like, Oxford's
the shirt. The ride.
The experience in 4D. I should never be an Imagineer.
Oxford shirts, the ride, the experience in 4D.
So basically it's collegiate prep chic at Epcot. And who says no?
Everyone raised their hand.
All right, for sure. What about Ellen does something then or whatever? Some shit.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Of course you knew. I knew you'd like that one.
Jeff, experiences with Oxford's the shirt.
Oh, buddy. I went to my high school had a dress code.
Mm-hmm.
And the dress code was you had to wear khakis and an Oxford.
Got it.
Yeah, so that's my experience. I think there's a photo of me with my buddy Tucker, if you dig on my Instagram, at Jeffrey James.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy.
No,
I was
like the little plug. It was the little plug.
That was crazy. Same for the end, actually.
No,
cut that part out and we plug at the end. So you actually are messing up the whole format in your little story. You actually just kind of, we might have to start over now because now it's like, I don't know which way is up.
I had to wear Oxfords every day of my life until I was 18.
Yeah, and we're back. Yeah, so tell me about the Oxfords. We're rolling right on through. You had to wear Oxfords and khakis, and you had a friend.
Well, I still have the friend. I was just with him two days ago. Oxfords and khakis every day for my entire life until I was 17, and then I went to college, and then I didn't know how to dress. Like I had a conversation with somebody recently. I think it was my friend Sarah. And I was like, I did not know how to dress. And you want to know the proof? And maybe we can post it to the Instagram. I don't have my phone actually with me. There's this photo of me, my freshman year of college, volunteering at a dog shelter, just walking the pups, the German Shepherds.
Aww.
And I was like, with some people, I was just like, take a photo of me. Like, I need like a good photo with a dog for my dating app profile. And it's a photo of me with like a fine shirt, but with
is
the
it
worst.
An Oxford?
It was a button down, but not an Oxford. Uh-huh. It was a flannel. And the worst jeans anyone's ever worn. Wrinkled, creasy, greasy,
buddy.
And with a 4-inch break. So basically, if you pulled the jeans down, they would almost cover the shoe. Like, not even, like, height-wise. I mean, pulled down over the shoe, out towards
Jeffrey.
The toes. And so I think it's criminal for anywhere to have a dress code, especially schools when you're trying to figure out who you are. Anyways, I read something somewhere that said that the L.A. Oxford or the L.A. button-down is a long-sleeve tee.
I know. I've always said that. Like, I've always said that. Even when I was little, I'm like, the L.A. button-down is a long-sleeve tee.
How old?
6.
What's your first review?
Okay. Oh my God. Okay, this one is for, I'm pretty sure it's like the Amazon Basics.
Yeah.
Like men's.
The
Oxford
Amazon
shirt.
Asics.
Yeah, I don't know. so this is 2 stars from TX Sugar. So can you give first initials for TX?
God.
I'm imagining it's Texas Sugar, but it's we're going to TX Sugar.
Ty Xander Sugar.
Ty Xander Sugar, 2 stars. The title is not an untuck shirt, ... if that's what you're expecting. Okay. Hello. I'm sending back the white shirt that just arrived. It reminds me of what untuck shirts used to be like before the designs changed, so we didn't have to tuck them in like OG dads. I ordered the shirt last minute specifically for a nonprofit event I was attending. It came in on time, but I couldn't see myself in it beyond the bathroom. Laughing. It's also made of heavy material that'll leave you in a sweat.
It'll leave you in a sweat.
Honey, we're running late. Are you almost done in there? The event started 5 minutes ago. We are the chairs. We need to show face.
I know. I just like, I feel dumb in it.
It's a button down. I mean,
it's
truly
an Oxford.
Like the...
Can you not do it the disservice of calling it a button down? That's why I'm so self-conscious. This is supposed to look good untucked and look at me.
My God, you look fine. It's fine. No, truly, you're the only person who's going to notice. If you didn't tell me that you thought you looked weird, you just need to walk in with confidence. That's all it's about.
I don't have that.
I know, but God, tonight, for one night, please. Can you just...
I know this is like the most important night of your philanthropy career, but I can't walk in wearing this untucked. And if I tuck it in, I look like my dad. Yeah.
So
how do you like that?
Your dad is a very handsome man, Jason.
Oh, here we go again, comparing me to my old man.
Comparing you. You said you look like him, and I think he's a handsome man. Now, if we don't leave right now, the Sea Otters for Tots Foundation, they are never going to speak to me again.
The bottom of this drapes just above my knees. This doesn't look good, and if anything, is borderline cultural appropriation of some kind of other garb that I don't even know about.
Then change your shirt and let's go.
Fine. He changes it to the only other shirt he brought on the trip. It's like a Rush vintage band t-shirt.
I think we should go separately. I think I will
Are you kidding me?
15 minutes before you. And you can be like, I'm so sorry. Maybe you could say something got on your shirt. But listen, I love you. I do. But my God, I am not going to let you ruin this night for me.
Just go without me then.
Okay.
I don't want to go anyways.
Great. I'll go without you.
You're a really high-powered business executive, and I'm a stay-at-home dad who's launching his own video game business.
Oh, Tucker, my favorite father-in-law. How are
you?
No
way. No fucking
so
way.
What are you doing right
dad.
Now? What are
dad,
you?
She's a witch. She's a witch. Don't pick up the phone.
Could you just do me a favor? Your son... He's being difficult. He's being difficult. You know how he is.
He said I was being difficult. He doesn't know how
yes.
I am. He wasn't around much.
How do you want to come with me to a gala? Oh, of course I'll be
no
champagne.
Fucking way.
I know how you love your champers. I do.
Fine, I'll go.
Okay.
If he's going, I'll go. Cut to the gala. Son, you look like you've been canceling your gym memberships. Dad, come on with that. I was
Tucker, come on. You don't need to. He's been playing a lot of video games. He's very, very proud.
Oh, yeah, video games. That's not much of a sport, is it? I love sports, and I love being a classic dad.
And I love that about you, Tucker. You know, you are just the dream of a father-in-law.
Liz, you are a vision in Navy.
Oh, stop
Dad,
it.
This is insane. Whatever.
Tucker, I have to go up and give the speech for Sea Otters for Tots, but I'd love to have you on my arm walking me up to the stage.
This is fucked up. I'm so sorry, but this is fucked up. No, son, let's not use that language in a place like this. Also, why you wear it? Rush is not a good band.
That's
what I said.
I like them. Another Tom Sawyer?
I would love to accompany you, Liz.
No, accompany an eye for an eye.
Oh, we have the same sense of humor. Did you find that funny, son? Not really. Ah, yes. We would be a much better fit.
What was that?
Hmm?
And now, please give it up for your host, the chair of Sea Otters for Tots, Liz Krieger. It's packed for some reason.
Why are they screaming? This is such a classy event to be yelling as they clap.
Well, if you took interest in my work, you'd know how beloved I was in this organization. All right, Tucker, can I have your arm, please?
Oh, it's always been yours.
Thank you so much. You are such a gentleman. Stop it. Oh, my God. Jason, why can't you be like your dad?
I'm telling you, he's not as great as he seems. He might fuck this whole night up for you in a different way.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to the annual gala for Sea Otters for Tots. I am blown away by the support you have shown for these sea animals and the children whom they are serving. It fills my heart to know that over the course of one evening, we have raised, drumroll please. It's a big number. It's a big number. Everyone, I'm not kidding. Please drumroll, please.
They all pat their knees.
$6.7 million. Yes, this is huge. The amount of sea otters we are going to buy for these children is astronomical, and we wouldn't be able to do it without all of you.
The dad takes the mic. And if I could just say a few words, that's a lot of money, but I think we can do better. Right?
Okay, my father-in-law, Tucker over here. Okay,
who wants to match my donation of $1,000? A couple people raise their hand. There we go. All right.
Okay.
Now I'll add in another 500. Who will match me at 500? More hands go up. All right.
Oh, wow.
$25 million. Who's going to match me? Okay. I'm sorry. No, Liz, this is actually unacceptable.
Wait.
Isn't going to match $25 million?
Sorry.
I know
Tucker.
We have billionaires in here.
Tucker,
I know
Tucker,
because
we
I checked
have,
the guest
we've,
list.
We've raised a lot of money, Tucker, please.
Not enough. If you don't raise $25 million, you're a failure. Listen,
Jesus
I'm a classic
Christ.
Dad. So if I'm with somebody that I care about, I'm going to fight for them, even if they don't want me to.
We're not together. He's just accompanying me
We're
to the stage.
We're a package
He's not.
Deal. And guess what else? If no one's going to put up $25 million, why don't you all go home and not give any cash?
No, we still have the wonderful $6.7 million that we've raised. I think everyone's saying here we have an incredible band coming up to perform a little bit after this.
Oh, no, I told the band to go home. I actually have a dad rock band that I play with, and they're coming through later. We're going to do a couple of Genesis covers. Do you like Sioux Studio?
Jason, can you get up here, please?
No, I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to help you.
Please, can you please wrangle your father? He's
you
ruining the entire
me all night. You made me feel like shit. The Rush t-shirt? What the hell
is
that?
Your dad made you feel like shit. Your dad made you feel like shit.
Dad, I feel like celebrating. He goes in to kiss you.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Tucker.
What?
This is incredibly inappropriate.
Was it because you don't like PDA? All right, we can go to the garage.
I am your daughter-in-law. I am married to your son. The garage. Jesus Christ.
You've been flirting with me all night. I'm a single dad. I'm a widower.
I know. Can we not do this on stage in front of all of these people, all these incredibly generous donors who I'm sure will be staying the rest of the night to give all of your hard-earned money, am I right?
The valet guy comes up to you. Hey, we're a little bit overloaded because everyone's leaving at once. Just wanted to know that there might be some angry people in the next couple seconds.
Tucker, Jason, let's go right now.
All right, should we take a break?
Yeah!
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. This is a one-star review.
This is of
the Club Room Men's Classic / Regular Fit Performance Easy Care Oxford Dress Shirt from Macy's.
I'm sorry?
Easy Care Oxford Dress Shirt from Macy's.
Okay.
This is from Newport Blue. Do you want to give them a first and last name?
For Newport Blue?
Yeah. That's their username. Unless you think that's their real name.
No, it's not their real name. Because their real name is Amber Flea.
One star. The title is a dish rag.
Jesus.
One wash and this thing won't fit to dry your car. I even had it dry cleaned with heavy starch and it's still a rag. Seriously, save your money and buy something else. These shirts aren't worth $5.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man, that is a dish rag. Like, you're complaining, you're trying to return, we can't take returns if you think this is an Oxford. This is a Bed Bath & Beyond.
I'm just saying it fits like a rag. Like,
yeah, because it is one. Yeah.
I know you guys are hardworking people. I'm not trying to come in here and get y'all fired.
I think that's exactly what you're doing, because I know
I'm just saying I need something to wear to my nephew's graduation, and this isn't going to cut it. This isn't going to cut it. I'd rather wear a literal rag than this rag.
Yeah, look, Peter, I know that I'm dating your ex and you're not over her. I know because she told me when you tried to break into her house. I was there. So to show up at this, my place of work, and try to complain about trying to wear a dish rag is kind of a low blow and a weird way to get me fired slash embarrass me publicly, I guess. What is it you actually need? What gets you out of the door today?
Why you?
I'm really attractive. My dick is big. And honestly, I make a ton of money. And I'm funny.
At this Bed Bath & Beyond?
I own the bitch. And my family has generational wealth. I just don't have a lot of passions.
Listen, man, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm not. No, I'm not. You caught me. You caught me. Oh, Carol wanted someone with a huge dick and generational wealth. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not that guy. I'm just Peter, okay? And yeah, this is an actual rag, and I did try and wear it as a shirt. I got a little drunk last night. I had a Monster Energy spiked with some Malibu rum, baby, so that's how I'm doing. And sure, I might have tried to break into her place. I might have tied the rug around my fist, punched through the window, but the rag wasn't thick enough. It was really thin. So you can see I have still a lot of glass shards in this hand, man. And I don't want to go to the hospital because then I'm going to have some splaining to do, Lucy.
Some mansplaining to do?
Lucy, you got some splaining to from I Love Lucy.
Okay.
See, man, you're not even fucking cultured. Do you like anything?
I've seen I
do
Love Lucy. I just thought you said mansplaining.
Oh my God, now you're mansplaining to me. Holy shit.
You're a man.
Dude. This is crazy. Hey, fire this guy. Fire this guy.
That's not going to work. The manager comes over. There's a problem over here?
You should fire this guy. Sorry, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. Really? Really? You'll do it?
Yeah, you're gone. You're gone, Adam.
Yes. Oh my God.
Are you kidding?
Oh my God.
He didn't even tell you why. Look, this is my ex's ex. Or sorry, this is my girlfriend's ex. And he's just trying to get me.
I'm telling her you called her your ex.
She blocked your number. When you text her, she doesn't get the notifications.
Give me your phone.
No.
Give me
you start
phone.
Reaching for it. No. No. Get off me, dude. No, dude. Back off, man.
I backhand your face, but the shards still in my hand cut your face.
Of course.
Give me your phone.
Fine.
Carol? Hey. No, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Fuck me!
You know, excuse me.
What?
Is this some kind of Laurel and Hardy duo? Sorry, I'm a television producer. And you guys have a great rapport.
Oh, well. No, that, I just, I cut my hand. So that's just kind of where that came
that's
from.
That's funny shit.
Really?
Yeah, here's my card. You should come pitch Warner Brothers.
Oh my God.
Revamping this in the WB.
Oh my God.
Cut to them in a pitch meeting. Hey, stay out of my way in there.
No, you stay out of my way. You stay out of my way, man. This is my big break, okay?
This is my big break. As soon as I'm the EP, I'm going to fire your ass. They both come in. They both trip at the same time because they both trip each other. Oh! Hit their head on the desk. The executive. Oh. I haven't laughed that hard in decades. I don't care what you're pitching. You're on prime time.
Give me your phone again. I need to tell Carol. Give me your phone.
I don't have her number anymore. I got a new phone because people started hitting me up because of our Hollywood success. I left Carol in the dust. You're still thinking about Carol? We're going to be millionaires.
Everything I do is for Carol. This is why I'm here. I do everything to get her back. And if you can't see that, then the world can't see me. I'm out.
Fine. I'll do it myself. Mr. Executive, I'll have one show, please, with one showrunner.
Oh, sorry, man. It's package deal. It has to be you guys together or nobody.
What? Peter! They run outside. He catches him in the parking lot. It's raining.
What, man?
This is going to sound crazy. But in these couple hours of us bickering and flying to Los Angeles, I feel like maybe we're better friends than I was with Carol.
You were just her friend?
No, but like you want to date your friend too. Like you don't, otherwise it's just sex.
Yeah, I got that.
What if you did everything in your life for me instead of her?
No, you don't want that. You don't want me chasing you around, making hijinks just to get your attention and get your love. You don't want that from old Peter. No way. Unless you do.
Actually,
want
yeah,
that.
That sounds horrible.
No. Please, please, please.
All right, I'm gonna go get an agent and figure something else out.
I tried grabbing your face again. Cut your face.
Oh, dude!
I'm sorry.
Get the glass out of your hand.
I'm trying.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
Your next review.
It is 4. Amazon Essentials Women's Classic Fit Long Sleeve Button Down Oxford Shirt. 3 stars from Linda
Carlisle.
Linda Carlisle, 3 stars.
Scratch
title
that.
Is okay.
Carlisle of Miss Mitt Toys.
Miss Mitt?
Yeah.
Not even Miss.
No, Ms. Mitt's Toys. She was my elementary school music teacher.
Linda.
Say it.
I'm trying.
Say it.
Linda Carlisle's of Ms. Mitt Toys.
Correct. Absolutely right.
Fine. 3 stars. Very average. Okay. Okay, shirt. Nothing special. Looks rumpled new, so we'll look rumpled always. She's Eeyore.
She's Eeyore.
So we'll look rumpled
An Eeyore
always.
Woman.
Hey, Doc. I know my baby is 20 minutes old, but can you just like take it back?
What's that?
My baby. He won't stop crying. And this is how it's going to be. Oh, my God. I'm in for a long life of pain.
No. The baby doesn't get... I mean, it'll stop crying in like a couple minutes and then, you know, it'll cry on and off. But it's usually just, you know, a way of them signaling to you that they need something or that something's wrong.
Oh, I wish. It came out... Well, I don't know about anyone else's, but this one, he came out crying. So
that's
that
every
just
baby
kinda
ever
goes
that I've ever
to show
delivered, yeah.
That I think it's going to be... That's what it's going to be. And so I don't want it anymore. I would rather not have it.
Did you do any research? On babies or, yeah,
babies.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
They're supposed to be little bundles of joy.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
Mommy's little guy.
No
and
way.
This one came out upset. And so I can already see down the line, that's what it's going to be. I didn't get a fun one. So I'm just going to try again.
That baby was in a womb for 9 months and that was its only existence until now. So I think if you were forcibly moved to an entirely different climate area, you don't know anyone, you don't know how to talk, you'd be crying too.
Listen, all I'm saying is,
and I never say this, you shouldn't be a parent.
I'd like to try again. I would like a redo.
Did you hear what
I
said?
I did hear that, and I'm gonna say I will be the best parent, but not to this one, because I can already just see. So cut to her having her second child.
I can't. Okay. It's I know that I can't help, like, you're gonna have a baby regardless, but it sucks that you're having a second. What did you do with the first one?
The first one, I just kind of let him roam free.
Like, you let him crawl around your house, or?
He started in the house, and then he just kind of found his way.
I'm going to have to report you to Child Services for that instance. Let's see how you're doing with this one. How do you like this baby?
Aw, she's smiling. That's great. Yeah. That's great. If she's smiling now, it's never going to... Oh, and she's crying. She's crying. Okay. Damn it. I really thought I had hit the nail on the head.
You were yelling at her
one.
That she was smiling. That's probably why.
I thought that this one would be it. Damn, fuck me. Okay. Third try's a charm?
Nope.
No.
Do you have time for one more?
I do.
This is 5 stars for the same one, the Easy Care Macy's Oxford.
Okay.
1 star from Sharon.
Osborne.
Sharon Osborne says, ordered this shirt on sale because it was labeled Easy Care. This is categorically false. This is a must iron shirt. Easy care means you can wash it, toss it in the dryer, promptly pull it out and hang it, and you can wear it and you're not too picky about a few wrinkles. This shirt was incredibly wrinkled straight out the dryer. Don't label it easy care if it's not. Very annoyed. Hey man, I just bought a car from you guys. I don't remember if you remember me. It was a couple weeks ago. You said that I asked you for the simplest car to maintain, the cheapest car to maintain.
Yes, yes, yeah. That's right. Oh my God, you are the busy single dad. Correct. I remember you saying the last thing I need to on my plate is to worry about this car.
Exactly.
Right now.
I need to get
absolutely
from point A to
Tony,
point B.
Nice to see you, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's your name? Because that's not my name.
Tony. I forgot my hands. I'm Tony. Nice to see you, man. And I'm so sorry. Your name is
Jetty.
Yes, Jetty. Wait, what can I do for you,
man? I'm glad that you're in such a good mood. I just like it's broken down on the side of the road once a week since I've had it.
Oh my God.
You're sure this is a new car?
It is brand spanking new. It is like right off of the conveyor belt, like delivered straight to this dealership to your hands.
Something that I realized, I thought this was a Ford, but upon further inspection after the first time it broke down, I looked at the logo and it says Fjord.
Yes, it is a Fjord.
I Googled it to see if it, you know, where there was like a Fjord dealership that did service, because apparently this one doesn't.
No, we do not. We sell them, but we do not service them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. And I found out that the reason for that is that all of the parts are held in one warehouse.
Yes.
In Greenland.
Greenland. Yes, in Greenland. That's right.
Not even where the fjords are.
No. What can I do for you?
I mean, do you guys buy pre-owned? Like, can I sell this to the dealership to sell to someone else?
This is fully new. We sell only fully new, fully functioning, easy
not
to
really,
use.
Though. Not easy.
Point A to point B cars.
Yeah.
And so if you have a car that doesn't seem to be easy to use, point A to point B, then we actually cannot take that from you. I think you'd probably fare better going to a used car dealership. I know a couple of buddies of mine run one down the street, you know, they give you a really, really competitive price for that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I can't take a little piece of shit car. Sorry, pardon my French. I can't take that little piece of shit car.
Did you hear anything you just said? Because it's been 3.5 weeks since I bought this. You said that you only sell easy care, point A to point B, commuter cars.
Yes, I do.
If any of these cars drive off the lot for 3 weeks, you would say that it's a piece of shit. So that means maybe don't sell these.
We sell impeccable new cars. We sell Lambertinis. We sell Fiats. We sell Priuses.
And what was that last one?
Priuses?
Priuses.
Priuses.
All right.
We sell the top cars on the market right now, like your Fjord. And I am so, so sorry that yours ended up being a piece of shit, but that actually is not how it came in. And so I can give you a bunch of recommendations. I can give you some quotes for some other guys down the street.
Yeah, I guess I'll check out the used car dealership, see if they have like a real car company car that I could buy. Which also, what an eclectic group of parody cars. You have a Fjord Focus.
Fjord Focus, thank you.
You have a Toyota Prius, and then you have this Lambertini Murcielago.
Mm-hmm. Paralegal.
What's the address of this other place? Cut them there.
Hey man, what can I do for you? Sorry, I'm all greased up. They call me Grease Monkey down in the shop. I'm just covered in oil.
Nope, I can't do this. I walk away.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Imagine, okay, came up to you, you didn't get a word. You're just like, I'm a grease monkey.
They call me that because there's back. I can back it up with facts. Look how oily I am.
Yeah, I'm not around for this. Should we do our last segment?
This
shook me all week long.
Obviously, the gimme kind of what shook me is like, who's my crush this week? And we could say Anthony Ramos. We could do that whole song and dance, but I'm not going to go down that road. What road I am going to go down is, you know, there's a feeling that I crave. There is a thing that I want in my life metaphysically. And it is the feeling of being like, oh, this is my spot. This is my local neighborhood spot. They know me here. I know them. They know my order. You know, I'm a regular. I'm a local. This is my joint. Pre-COVID, I was real close to having that at a coffee shop down the street. Then, of course, like, it was everything shut down. Like, the all the employees started to know my name and I knew theirs and had some great rapport. And I felt really confident of like, this is my joint, man. This is where I come and I get my latte and I get my haunt. Yeah. I get my. And then that was no more because of a global pandemic. And we're still in a pandemic, but, you know, now with restrictions easing in Los Angeles and with that waxy vaxy, I am on the hunt for that same feeling. Yeah. I am on the hunt for that haunt. I'm haunting. I am a ghost and I want to haunt the haunt. And I feel good. I feel good about the one that I'm doing now because I'm starting to see, it's like, I need to go there enough to like know who's working there. And I'm like, okay, I know the shifts that people are on. It's like, I'm seeing a lot of the same people working there. I hope they recognize me. We've all been wearing masks, so they very well might not. But I went there today to get some coffee, and I was wearing the shirt that I'm wearing right now, which actually listener of ours sent to me, Cousin Greg, drinking champagne on the yacht in Succession Season 2. And so in my mind, I'm like, okay, this is like a statement shirt. I bet they would remember me because I've been in there multiple times wearing this shirt. And the gal who was checking me out today, I don't know if she recognized me, but I recognized her. The guy yesterday, it was my first time seeing him. He rang me up at the coffee window and he complimented the color of my nails. And I really appreciated that because I wasn't too sure about the color. And so getting that validation from a stranger was nice. All that to say, what's shaking me is that feeling that I thought was long gone.
Sure.
It's coming back.
Holy shit.
It's coming back. And I am going to be the queen of the scene and of the bean, that coffee, that Java stuff. Anyway, I want people to know me.
I want to see and be seen by the same mean men.
What about you? What's shaking you, Meffy?
I got a robe.
Oh, my God.
Should we thank some VI Podcasts? God.
Wait, is it soft? Tell me more about it.
I don't want
it.
To. I got a robe, and okay. I think that says it all. Step out of the shower straight cloth? Into a Terry home.
A Terry home?
Hmm?
Big thank you to Aaron Carrico.
Adam Shay.
Agent Michael Shay.
A co at the tender age of 48.
Alan, PhD in Himbology.
Alex Witt.
Alexa, play Boogie Woogie Beats.
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell.
Anthony Amadeo.
Austin Fruston, a Cupston Cakeston.
Brad Hild.
Brian Dodge.
Chuck.
Chasten Bales.
Christian Side Hugs for Purity.
Clough.
Connor. Finnegan.
Kirk Graycher. The gray virus is deadlier than COVID because it's a great name.
Damian Kirk, my all-time least favorite nephew.
Dorian Randall. And I really hope that's his real name. New patron.
Dr. Bob Buell, MD.
Eric is too scared to talk in Zoom parties, but not on his podcast, Lost in Narration Crust.
Fancy Octopus.
Gabriel Castaneda.
New patron. Gray Danger Zone Rider. How's that for a cool last name, Scarn?
Rider with a Y. Gray is honestly the coolest name, minus Tyler. God. How am I even supposed to compete? Thanks, Mom. Real fucking original.
Hallie, hashtag I stand with my twin Gray, hashtag I love you, Eric Crust.
Hi, Jeffrey. Hi, Riley.
Holly.
Hunter B.
Isaac Puff, old patron. And it's not even Puff.
It's Jesse Tipton. That's the funniest one yet. Isaac Puff, new patron.
Jack Kwan, new patron?
The prodigal son, Jackson Hansel.
Jake the Snake Radov.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jared K.
Jasper Jeffrey James Hoffman.
Jive Gosley.
Caleb Luster.
Kinsey Owis.
Laura Brennan.
Lauren Malang.
Maggie Anderson.
New patron. Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matthew Lizama.
Michael Begel.
Nate Porteous.
New patron.
Fuck off. Nolan Murphy's employed, but he's still an absolute failure. His promposals got rejected 2 years in a row.
No.
In a high school loser.
That's horrible.
No.
Nothing sometimes.
Pat Scott, new patron?
Phoebe. Oh yeah, new patron.
Phoenix McVernon.
Rooster Williams.
Spider Piter.
Sam Adams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kilduff.
Slick Ricky.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
The Great Tuesday Night is ready to rumble. Willing and able to wax Jeff's grundle. What do you mean able? You just put wax on somebody and rip it off.
This vagabond horse is longing to nay-nay.
Bad. Will Benitez.
Xander Madsen.
Yara Bouchard.
Yasmin David.
And Greg Berg. Nice.
Oh,
he made
my
it all
God.
Special characters that makes it look like it's upside down.
You guys, that was really unhinged today. I
really
love
good
it.
Round.
Really good. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can find more of our shit on Instagram. You can find Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. You can find the show at Review Review on Instagram and Review Review Show on Twitter and r/ReviewReview on Reddit.
At Riley Anspa on Instagram, at Riley Coyote on Twitter. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Review Review.
We'll see you next time.
Arrivederci. Robe. Arrivederci. Robe.
That was a HeadGum Original.